an air of lightness. Episode 4, Barking and Joking.
Can you see? Can you see me? Over here, look down. Down some more. There you go. See that adorable pup? That's me. Not that I want to brag, but according to my mistress, I'm the cutest little dog in the world. Sweet little ears, cute little round eyes, the most adorable paws, and my gorgeous cream-coloured fur, of course. My owner says that my only flaw is that I can smell a little too much of wet dog on rainy days, but who doesn't? Humans always exaggerate. Can you hear me? Good stuff. I was worried you wouldn't be able to hear me over the noise of the street. I'm sitting outside the cafe, opposite the store window. The one with all the colourful floaty scarves and the drawing of the big horse. From where I'm sitting, I can make out shoulders, people's gesturing, human clothes being unfolded. I'm waiting. My human has been in the store with the pretty window displays for an hour now. A day, a week, maybe even a year. The space-time continuum isn't exactly my strong suit. I'm a dog, not a mathematician. She's gone to buy me some gifts, because I'm the cutest dog in the world. Did I mention that already? I wonder what she'll bring me. It's a surprise. A kennel, maybe. A new collar. Or a foamy shampoo for my cream-coloured fur that smells a little of dog. My human mum smells amazing, even when it rains. Her perfume smells like spring flowers. I don't know which ones. No one ever taught me the names of flowers. I'm a dog, not a gardener. Still there? Did I tell you that from here I can see the whole street? I can see the road and the cafe. I can see it all with my eyes. And with my nose. And with my adorable pricked up ears. Wow, did you see that? The girl, on a skateboard. She just shot right past us. Did you smell her cedarwood perfume? Her skateboard is like a rocket. A rocket with a panther on it. A rocket panther. Wild, like me. Well, I mean, I'm not wild wild, but I'm a dog, you know? Wild and elegant. I should get myself a skateboard and become a rocket dog. A panther dog. For feeling the gravel of life crunch beneath our wheels, watching the world go by, shooting through the city, or just chasing cats. Oh look, a little girl and her dad are going into the floaty scarf store. Can someone tell my mistress to get back here, please? I miss her. She's been gone at least a decade now. The little girl has broken free, like when they let me off the lead at the park. She's running through the store. You've got the right idea, kid. Run! Be free! I'd do the same in your shoes. She dives into a tie rack, turns towards the window display and crawls into a kind of red and green teepee. She thinks it's a playhouse. Wrong! It's my kennel, my future castle. Maybe that's what my human mum plans on buying me. I don't know. Ah, at last. The little girl's dad has found her in the kennel. She's not great at hiding, not like me in the park. She jumps into his arms. See, when I do that, they say, get down, get down. I'll be jumping up regardless, so they shouldn't bother saying, get down, get down. Yes! Look, over there. See that woman coming out of the floaty scarf store? My mum, yes? Her, as graceful as a greyhound. The one wearing silver bracelets that look like anchors joined together. Isn't she beautiful? Stunningly stunning. She's back already. The crowd parts to make way for her. I want to run over and nip at the hem of her brand new hazel brown dress, but I don't think that's allowed. I'm not sure. She looks like a queen, don't you think? She walks along the pavement like she's crossing an ocean. My ears prick up, my nose quivers. I wriggle in my seat. She's here! She's holding a bag. She strokes my neck. Can you smell the flowers? She's getting something out of the bag. A surprise for the world's cutest dog. Oh, it's a toy. It's orange. It's a disc as orange as fire. Orange like the colour of hope. And like my kibble, too. At least, I think so. I'm a dog, not an artist. I'm really good with flying discs, though. I'm brilliant at bringing them back. Isn't it handsome? It's my toy! A toy in freedom orange. Lightness orange. A kind of mini flying saucer that glides through the air. As soon as my human throws it into the distance, I'll know that summer has started. And all I need to do is run after it. There will be beaches. There will be streets, waves, the city, endless blue sky. There will be dogs and humans, all excessively excited. You can come too if you like. Thank you.